Senator Lehman, Senator Pierce, and myself, Senator Miller. And we have a couple items on today's calendar. The first thing that we will take will be the confirmation hearing for Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Glenn Olds. Glenn, if you would join us at the table, and do you have any presentation or anything to give to us? Or,
I think
we do have to go, just so we're going to be going back into session later on this afternoon. So.
Well, I don't have any speech to make, I can assure you. I have been around for a time, I think you know, first as the Commissioner for Commerce and Economic Development, and since June in Natural Resources. You have seen the strategic plan we've developed and the efforts that we've made with regard to this vision. We are taking seriously the constitutional mandate. We're the only department in the 50 states that is specified and characterized in its mission and obligation by the state constitution, which is to manage our resources for the benefit of all the people and to maximize their use, development, and conservation. And our plan and our effort is to do that. And I'm trying to do it in a climate of declining resources and belt tightening the best I know how. But I'd be happy to respond to any questions that any of the senators might have about me personally and or about the conduct of the department.
Well, being that you are no stranger to us and all of us that sat through confirmation hearings when you had another job, I think a lot of those questions have been asked and answered. But I will. Do any senators have any questions?
No, I don't.
Dr. Olds, I've heard rumor that the administration will be coming down with this package on exploration licensing for some time, and I suspect that instead of it just being delayed, that it's being worked out a number of competing interests and issues. The last I heard was that we were going to see it on Wednesday or Thursday, and today is Wednesday. And I don't know if that's a date that will be met, but just in the interest of timing and recognizing that, you know, the end of the session is fast approaching, it's 2 months off, and or I guess slightly under if we meet our schedule. Do you have any better estimate on when we might see it or what it might look
well,
like?
Well, Mr. Senator, I'm embarrassed because I am told that my expectation and it often outruns the capacity to deliver. And when I moved over to this responsibility, one of the first features of the job was the rather widespread public conviction that the processes through which we had to pass in terms of our variety of hoops through which we had to leap for anything that had to do with our land and resources was unduly redundant and complicated and so on. And I established a task force in the department to take a look at a preliminary analysis with the view that we would have that analysis done by January 1. But overriding that and at the same time was the growing conviction from almost every quarter, our congressional delegation, our governor and others, that the problem of our land selection, which had only consummated 82 million and we had 106, should be our top priority. As a result, I don't mean to be, you know, offering excuses, but we really had, we concentrated our major resources on that. And the task force was not able to deliver by January 1. We alerted the governor's office that we were working on this last October, and last week, or just about a week ago, it seemed clear to me that just the preliminary analysis that we were trying to do was not yet ready. So I set today at 5 o'clock as the time for the preliminary analysis, but it hasn't even gone to the governor's office or to the legal department even to have a look at it. But that provisional analysis, I hope when this meeting is over to be able in the preliminary form to be put in the chief of staff's hands this afternoon. But none of our staff feels that it's in the kind of form that really would be appropriate for a legislative initiative until after the Attorney General and the Governor's had a chance to see whether they want to go forward on it or not.
Any further questions? Well, I don't see any more questions for you, Commissioner. As I said, you know, you're an old friend. You've been, you know, you've been through this process one other time, and personally, I think you would be continue to be a valuable asset for the state of Alaska. And I congratulate you on your new job. And thank you for coming.
Well, you know, there's a certain embarrassment and awkwardness. You know, my wife said, you know, this is the first job I've ever had that you stay so long before you're legitimate. She also reminded me in the news of Mr. Turpin when I talked to him this morning that, you know, at the speed with which some of the commissioners come and go, that you'd better be confirmed before you're gone. In any event, I'm happy to meet with you, and I don't want to take more time unless you have questions.
I think unless Senator Donnelly or Senator Frank has any questions, I think we're finished.
None for me. No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Glad that you could attend.
Well, thank you.
We have one other item on today's calendar that I would like to bring up, and that is Senate Bill 104, an act directing the Commissioner of Natural Resources to step under circumstances of contact price agreed between the USD of federal lands and a gas or electric utility at the value of federal government royalty share for natural gas production and royalty available to the state under applicable federal law providing for an effective date. We have heard it. At this time, I would entertain the wish of the committee.
Senator Miller, we do have an amendment in our packet that I planned to offer. It is one that has been worked out between all the parties involved in our Division of Oil and Gas. Because this bill comes on to finance and because there are other amendments that are also in the process with the same bill on the House side, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to go ahead and move the bill up to finance with and let the amendment follow, but not go ahead and incorporate it into a CS. And let's just do that process once and save the time it takes over in legal to go through all of that.
That's certainly understandable.
Okay. Would you like me to move it?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we move Senate Bill 104 from committee with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Thank you.
On that, I think you're probably going to be
doing it. I thought it was
going to be.
Yes, you can.
Probably.
Okay, so on Friday we'll be doing commercial fisheries entry.
Not a problem, we've got them upstairs.
That was just the first one.
And they're working on
both. So we'll have a couple of commissions up on Friday.
Commission?
Our big game board. Board. Yeah,
oh,
board.
Confirmations.
Confirmations,
okay.
Yes. And then next week we will be taking up Board of Fish and Board of Game.
Okay.
So that's where we're at right now. So with that, resources are there.
Yeah.